yes, this is very good. He's showing all the emotion of this fellow. Why Rumi is explaining it? Actually, he's explaining to us how strange that moment is, because everything will change. The meaning of existence of me will change for me. So I see everything different. Now look at the guy. Normally, logically, the guy is a lucky one, he is the winner of Lotto, now jumped up, happy and dancing, right? But he will say that I'm stuck between laughing and crying, and he starts to cry. Why? He's not sad, but at that extreme, yes, he will cry. Everything is so strange that everybody cried to him. Yes?
So many ecstatic cries came up from his heart. The people of Buhara made a ring around him, speaking crazily, weeping crazily, laughing crazily. Men and women
Yeah, but I don't know that crazily will not do it. It's not translatable. The word is very strange. Khire means extremely extreme, something like that. Here we say, okay, the fellow is extreme talker, extreme laugher, and extreme crier at the same time. So this is that situation, because there is no this or that. Everything is there at the same time. Yes?
The city too shed tears in conformity with him. Men and women were gathered together as the resurrection. At that moment, the heaven was saying to the earth, if thou hast ever seen the resurrection, behold it.
Mm-hmm. So, the moment is so strange that the sky should explain to the earth that this is that resurrection I was talking about. This is the standing up and being responsible. We are in a situation that the logic is not working anymore. Yes?
The intellect bewildered, saying, what is love and what is ecstasy? Whether separation from him or union with him is the more marvelous?
This is a very good question, if you could answer it. If, say, Abba was bewildered, looking at it, that which one is really more difficult? When you are in Firaq or when you are in Visal? Because both are two extreme. Yes?
The sky read the letter of resurrection. It rent its garment up to the Milky Way. Love hath estrangement with the two worlds. In it are 72 madnesses.
This is something that is a very good address. You could always remember it. This is the address of love. Love is strange with both universes, and in it you will find 72 different madness. That's what love is. We ruin the logic because it's illogical. Because love is exception. It doesn't fit in any rule and it has no rule. Yes?
It is exceedingly hidden, and its bewilderment is manifest. The soul of the spiritual sultans is pining for it. Its religion is other than the 72 sects. Mm. Beside it, the throne of kings is a splint bandage. At the time of the Sama, love's minstrel strikes up this. Servitude is chains and lordship headache.
Look at the confusion in this salon. Turning around in that moment, the fellow will say, being bande is being bonded together with handcuffed somehow. And being the god, it will bring you a headache because you don't know what is what. That's what the mixture is all about. Yes?
Then what is love? The sea of not being. There the foot of the intellect is shattered.
So this is the explanation. Wherever you were asked from your grandchildren, they ask you, what is love? You could tell them, it's the ocean of non-existence and the intelligence will break its foot if he wants to walk over there. This is what love is. Is when there is love, there is no place for logic. Everything is different. Yes?
Servitude and sovereignty are known. Loverhood is concealed by these two veils.
Yeah, these are two ways that the love is hidden behind them. That's why you don't understand love, because you understand either being a slave, servant, or being the king. In the field we are talking, there is none of this. Yes?
Would that being had a tongue, that it might remove the veils from existent beings.
That's what the point is. Everything is happening in non-existence. Everything is being created in non-existence, goes back in non-existence. God is sitting in non-existence. And when you are enlightened, you don't exist anymore. With all these complications, I wish existence had a mouth, at least to explain to us what exists. Because with this game of existence and non-existence, you're not sure what's happening. Yes?
O breath of existence, whatsoever words thou mayest utter, know that thereby thou hast bound another veil upon it.
That's the problem. Whatever explanation somebody gives about love will make it more complicated. Because it's not explainable, period. Yes?
That utterance and state are the bane of perception. To wash away blood with blood is absurd, absurd. Since I am familiar with his frenzied ones, day and night I am breathing forth in the cage. Thou art mightily drunken and senseless and distraught. Yesternight, on which side hast thou slept, O soul? Beware, beware, take heed, lest thou utter a breath. First spring up and seek a trusted friend. Thou art a lover and intoxicated, and thy tongue loosed. God, God, thou art the camel on the water spout.
Again. Remember, I explained to you what it is here. First of all, who is talking? It's not that lover, it's not beloved, it's grooming himself. And he's talking directly to us. About what? He says, okay, you should understand that here, in the moment of enlightenment, you are like a drunk fellow because you don't have the intelligence anymore. And when you are drunk, once you think that, what did you have last night? Then even today you are drunk. You are drunk. I told you, love is his gift and will make us curious and drunk. So we will do the silly stuff. Now, we are talking about this. This is serious stuff. This is like a camel at the top of that little water stuff. Yes?
When the tongue tells of his mystery and coquetry, heaven chants, O thou that art goodly in covering. What covering? The fire is in the wool and cotton. Whilst thou art covering it up, it is more manifest.
When there is a fire in the wool, what will happen? You add some wool, you make it more. Here you can see. When I want to talk about it, I cannot. When I want to hide it, I cannot. Yes.
When I endeavor to hide his secret, he lifts up his head like a banner, saying, Look, here am I. In despite of me, he seizes both my ears, saying, O scatterbrain, how wilt thou cover it? Cover it? I say to him, Begone, though thou hast bubbled up, thou art manifest and concealed like the soul. He says, This body of mine is imprisoned in the jar. Like wine, I am clapping hands at the banquet.
Suddenly, Rumi is talking instead of that fellow with whom? With love itself. Asking questions and ridiculing and all that. And saying what? A complicated situation which is not understandable. And Rumi hopes that with all this explanation, you will have a feeling for this. Yes.
I say to him, Go, ere thou art put in porn, lest the bane of intoxication befall. He says, I befriend the day with my delicious cup until the evening prayer. When evening comes and steals my cup, I will say to it, Give back, for my evening hath not come. Hence the Arabs applied the name Mudam to wine, because the wine drinker is never sated. Love makes the wine of realization to bubble. He is the cupbearer to the Siddiq in secret. When you seek with good help, the water of the spirit is the wine, and the body is the flagon. When he increases the wine of his help, the potency of the wine bursts the flagon.
All explanation explaining of what? It's a very complicated situation. And he says, this is what it is, that whatever you try to uncover will be covered up. Whatever you're trying to cover up will jump out. Everything is different. Why? Because this is really that essence of the humanity which explodes and will change everything. This is like getting drunk. What is getting drunk? Okay, a good glass of wine, and you drink it, and you get drunk, and you break the glass. This is the trick. This is the irony, because that end that we say we are trying to arrive is not the end, it's the beginning. Everything is upside down, everything is different because, yes, think about water, wine, and getting drunk, yes?
The water becomes the cupbearer, and the water also the drunken man. Tell not how. And God best knows the right.
Again, Allahu Alam Bissahab. But this, we cannot explain it. He knows it. Yes?
'Tis the radiance of the cupbearer that entered into the must. The must bubbled up and began to dance and wax strong. On this matter, ask the heedless, when did you see must like this? To everyone who hath knowledge, it is without reflection that together with the person disturbed, there is a disturber.
That I explain a very bizarre situation, a strange scenery.